Appreciate your time. Now we're going to go on to 29. We've got an electronic request for a goose depredation service systems. Jackie and Jimmy, you're going to handle this for us on number 29. Welcome.
Yeah, you get both of us. Morning again. Jackie Ermer. I realize I forgot to say my name for the record before. Jackie Ermer, Regional Wildlife Supervisor for the Northeast, along with Jim Noble, who is our very, very, very highly skilled GIS specialist who has done some awesome work for us. And so he's going to show us one of the things he's been helping us with on with our goose depredation services. So one of our goals and strategies in our wildlife damage management strategic plan is to mitigate property loss. You heard John talk about earlier. And under that same goal, one of our other strategies is to improve our delivery and tracking mechanisms and accountability for our services we provide. I think it was 2 years ago, there was an online goose kill permit application process that was developed and that we're using again, and it's been working very well. That's really increased efficiency and sped up field response. And then this year, Jim and some field staff have been working diligently on another system, online system. And it actually came from an idea last year from one of our interns. We do a debriefing every year at the end of goose dep season with our staff just to see how things have gone and if we can make any improvements. So this was an idea that one of the interns came up with or just suggested, because especially East River, about the time the interns come on, beans are popping out of the ground and they are hitting the ground running, and sticky notes are coming in and maps are coming in a very short time. And so it gets to be kind of a cluster. So this was, again, the idea of an intern is, can we make this more efficient so we don't have these sticky notes everywhere and maps coming in? And so Jim worked again with our staff this spring to come up with a mobile-friendly online system that will work for both our staff to be able to use in the field, but then also for producers to submit their requests. Now producers can call in, they can walk in, but any method you can think of is how they're submitting their requests, and they're getting put on sticky notes literally. And so this online system should reduce that human note-taking errors and just increase field response time. So I'll let Jim take over. He's going to run you through the demo as you would see it from the producer side, and then also what our staff will see from their side when a request comes in. So I'll turn it over to Jim.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and Secure Roebling. Jim Noble here. I work in Pierce, South Dakota, in the Joe Foss Building, GIS program specialist. Like Jackie said, Nick Rossman had reached out to us wanting to tackle a lot of these inefficiencies with the project, with the Canada Goose request for depredation, request for service projects. And so, like she said, we've created a digital system that really cuts down a lot of this downtime and inefficiencies with organization and even requests. And so the beginning of this is a survey 123 where producers, whether they're on their cell phone, driving their tractor in the field, or at home on their laptop reading the news, they can go to our existing website. They can access this website infrastructure that they're already used to. They can navigate to the forms and permits section and access the survey 123. And bear with me while the internet thinks really hard about going to the site. So from here, we can see the Canada Goose Depredation Hub. They had accessed that. And here we have the link for the request for service. And we already have a program for the kill permits where producers can request for a kill permit to kind of take care of the problem themselves. And so what we've done is united that existing request into one location. So that just makes things a little easier for producers. They don't have to jump around to several different locations. The survey is really cut and dry. I'm not going to bore you with it too much. It's just a place for them to enter in their contact information, their mailing address, and to go through and place on the map where their field is. And then some of the, well, at least I think it's interesting behind the scenes, as soon as they drop a point where their field is, we're capturing what county it's in, what township and range it's in. And administratively, we're capturing what WDS district it's in and what region it's in. And these are things that the producer doesn't have to enter. From there, near instantly, it goes to an internal hub where folks like Nick Rossman and Brad Baumgartner can review these, and WDSs can review these requests. Like I said, near instantly, it pops up into this dashboard. And here we've got, this is live. We've got 66,000 feet of fence already put up this year. It's a slow year. There's only 73 total requests so far because of the weather. But this dashboard just increases our ability to keep things organized and efficient within the department. Also, we have a more detailed daily planner that WDSs can access on the internet here. And that more detailed daily planner provides all the contact information, all the information that the producers had entered, including notes on their fields, specific requests that they might have. And then when the WDSs and interns go out into the field, they have an app on their cell phone in which they can document the things that you're seeing here, what sort of equipment they've used, has the field been serviced, and they can take photos. And these photos could be used by April Larson in newsletters, or more simply, these photos could be used by the WDS that's going to go and close out the service to say, oh, this photo can tell me some information about where I need to find the equipment that's been used. And this project was very much a collaborative effort, you could say interdisciplinary almost. Even though I made all of the maps and the dashboards, you know, a lot of this stuff I wouldn't have known about if it hadn't have been for Nick Rossman providing some coordination and leadership. And Greg Wolbrink is a WDS that provided a lot of like real in the field information that we needed to know to add to this. And then again, Nikolai O'Hara with some of the more technical help with this. So thank you all for letting me come and showcase this. I'm pretty proud of it. I think it's a good looking product, and I think it's going to increase our efficiency and ability to help producers here in South Dakota. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you all have about the project.
Does anybody have any questions for Commissioner Locken?
Commissioner Locken here. Just a little comment from my experience working with geese, the sooner the better. So I'm glad to see you're making it handy and easy, because quicker some, whether it's a kill permit or what, the sooner they can get them moving, the better. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Question?
Yeah, go ahead, Commissioner
Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you. Great report, and great program. I'm up in the Northeast, and certainly goose depredation is nothing new out there. Is there for example, if I want to put in a field and it's a quarter mile of waterfront, or if it's only 100 feet, is there something where the producer can enter in kind of an estimate so the guys kind of have an idea what they're facing?
Yes, there is. Let me go back here. So in the survey 123, the producer can identify what the crop is, And if there are goslings present, so that way we know to get out there very quickly. But to answer your question more directly, they can enter in notes about the field specifically. And they can enter in as many fields as they'd like. And each of these notes are tied with that particular field. So if one field has 100 feet of or 100 yards of waterfront that they want to make sure that we pay attention to, they can enter in that notes about that field. And if they have a second field that's got no waterfront, then, you know, those notes are not tied to that field.
Okay. Commissioner Bertley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bartling. Just a side note, is this something that you're looking at expounding it to perhaps other producer usages? And I'm thinking coyotes. I love seeing geese because when they go north, I know spring is here and summer's here. It's the only time I ever get to see a goose, so that's okay. Sorry about that, guys. But, you know, we've got, you know, the predator issues. Is that something the department is looking at, maybe expounding this to not only for the reporting for geese and whatnot and the depredation on that issue, but perhaps for, you know, something quite similar with predators?
I can take that. Thank you for the question. It is something, you know, we're thinking about, I guess, but we're starting with Canada geese because this is by far the largest amount of requests we get in a very short time. It's like a 2-week time span. And so this was a way to try and manage, again, all those sticky notes and all those calls coming in, where most of our other services, they're spread out a little bit more. But it is something we will be open to see how well this works this year. And something else I wanted to mention is, we did get the word out to producers who have had Canada Goose services in the last 2 years. They all got an email about this system. They got a link in that email directing them right to this site. And then also, I'm not sure if the commissioners all get this or not, but there's an article in here as well. This was a recent issue of the Landowners Matter newsletter. Nick Rossman put an article in there about this whole Canada Goose Hub as well. So getting the word out this year to producers to go online and try it out. And we have public computers in our offices as well. So when producers come in to drop their maps off, we have them go to our public computer and put it right in there, enter it like this. And so having them try it, so far it seems like it's, you know, working well. We know everybody doesn't have a smartphone or a computer, but we're helping those folks as well get through this, and we'll see how it works this year. So
go ahead.
Thank you. On a different note, the mapping system that you use, is that, do you use that with the USDA? Is that where you're getting the mapping system from so that you can maybe kind of ascertain ownership of the land? I know you put that in there, but that mapping system help out?
No, the mapping system that we use is from a software company called Esri. And as far as ownership of the land, those are just questions that we ask in the survey itself. We do have parcel data, but unfortunately that parcel information is not always current. So at least for this project, we decided that it's better just to ask the question within the survey.
Just to follow up with that too, and as Jim mentioned, so when the producer is putting the dot on the map for us, you know, hopefully they know where their property is, but these producers get a phone call, you know, before the interns or the WDS goes out there. We're contacting them before we're going out there too to put up the temporary fence too. So then can always verify, make sure it is their property or whatever. So.
Oh, another.
Commissioner Whitmer.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmer. Thank you, Jackie. The fellow commissioners have heard me say this before, but for those listening, these kill permits are great assets, and it isn't really a kill
permit for us, you know, where we're actually wanting to kill these geese, but it really requires a firearm to let these geese know, hey, this is something that you don't want to stay here for. And occasionally, you really aren't really just trying to kill them, but you do have to shoot amongst them to get their attention and get them to move off those fields into places where they're not doing that damage. And I guess in my perspective of this is it's more of a forgiveness note. And so you're not getting neighbors calling and saying, hey, Joe's over here killing geese. And any goose hunter that's listening in will know that simply being under decent geese and shooting at them isn't necessarily going to put them on the ground. But anyway, thank you for the program. I'm glad that the department and everybody is providing this and that you guys are working so hard, and appreciate the work. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thanks.